The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 11th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, Windows 7 users out there, listen up. Google's got a little info for you, saying there is a vulnerability in Windows 7 that actually remains unpatched. It's actually one of 2 zero-day vulnerabilities. The other one's actually in Google Chrome, which I guess has been fixed already. But the unpatched Windows 7 vulnerability, that's letting hackers basically escalate local privileges to execute malicious code. You know, all that nasty stuff. Now, currently, this is only seen on the Windows 7 32-bit systems, and also older versions before Windows 7, if you're actually still using those. Now, according to Microsoft, or at least they let Google know that, we know. We're working on it, and we're trying to get it fixed. In the meantime, though, if you're really concerned, you can always update to Windows 10. Microsoft's exact quote is actually, in the meantime, if you're still using Windows 7 and 32-bit, now's a good time to consider upgrading to Windows 10. Yeah, I bet it is there, Windows. Kind of makes one wonder if that's Microsoft's way of saying, yeah, we'll get to it, but why don't you just go ahead and upgrade? That way we don't have to worry about getting to it. Hey, Apple lovers out there, are you missing that headphone jack? Boy, have I got some good news for you. That is, if you still want an iPad. Now, we all know about that new iPad Mini 5 that's supposed to be coming out, but it seems the 7th generation iPad, it ain't gonna be much change. In fact, we're still gonna be seeing Touch ID, yes. And if you can believe this, there's still a headphone jack there. Yes, apparently Apple's still planning on using the same housing as the 6th generation iPad. There's also been rumors going back and forth, too, before this. They were saying, it's gonna be a 10.2-inch display. Others saying, no, it's still going to remain 9.7 inches. But if they're going to be using the same housing, chances are it's still going to be the same old 9.7 inches. Has it just me, or did Apple go, we haven't been selling a whole lot of iPads. How much stuff we still got in stock? All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to rip out the guts, maybe give you a new processor. And maybe we'll throw in an extra gig of RAM. Probably not, but you never know. And we'll call it the new iPad. Well, I guess we'll find out if that's the truth come March 25th. Apparently, that is when the event is going to be. And all of our questions will be answered. And finally, MLB fans. Yeah, you look at those calls at the plate there. And man, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Seems Major League Baseball is considering pitch tracking. Now, this has actually already been adapted by the Atlantic League. That's an independent baseball league, by the way. They're using tracking technology to assist umpires in calling balls and strikes. And they said if this experiment goes well, they're going to be moving it right on over to Major League Baseball. Although Major League Baseball says they're considering implementing it once this whole thing testing phase goes through. Hey, it might be a good idea in the end, but if you thought baseball games were long now, imagine taking a look at instant replay. Is it a strike or is it not a strike? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. Check out our podcasts over there and so much more. Also, give us a like on Facebook and Instagram, too, British Tech Network. And on Twitter, you can give us a follow at British Tech. But one thing you sure must be doing is checking out our BTN community and joining up. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Come on over right now, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a lovely Monday. Smile. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.